Tuesday, August 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I strongly supported the King Amendment that was added to the last House Farm Bill, but was later struck from the bill in conference committee. This bill prohibited states from imposing protectionist limits on imports of ag products from other states. California was imposing regulations on that state's poultry and dairy producers, which is within their realm, but extended those limits to products from other states in what to me was a violation of the Commerce Clause in the Constitution. California has state rules on livestock production practices that essentially ban eggs and chicken from Iowa, where restrictive rules have not been enacted. I see this as a free trade issue between states, where California is setting the rules for livestock producers everywhere in the country. It is state protectionism. It includes ethanol, which is restricted by California carbon rules. I don't think that one state should be able to pass restrictions on commodity producers in other states. They can impose restrictions on their own producers, but not deny market access to producers from other states. Wisconsin Representative Jane Sensenbrenner introduced a bill in the House that would stop states from passing laws and regulations that ban the sale of out-of-state products that do not meet their rules. States should not be able to practice trade protectionism any more than other countries should. Where is the WTO for trade access across state lines? The National Pork Producers Council strongly endorsed that bill, saying that pork producers, not animal rightists, lawmakers, or regulators, should make decisions about what production practices are best for their animals if they're producing safe food. States should be prohibited from imposing tax or regulatory burdens on businesses that are not physically present in the state. You can take that further and acknowledge that states do have the right to regulate the rules in their own states. However, California should not be able to dictate cage size for chickens in Iowa by closing their market to Iowa commodities. California is the world's sixth largest economy, so is obviously an important market, but is part of the United States of America, and states should not be able to seek advantages over other states through restrictive rules and regulations. The California legislature should not have the jurisdiction to write laws that apply to the whole country in a self-serving manner as they are doing. That is what federalism is all about. Foodie producers and activists take advantage of restrictive state laws for commercial gain. I think that Republicans should put this back in the Farm Bill, and by calling it the Sensenbrenner Amendment, it would not invoke such partisan backlash as occurred toward the firebrand Steve King. Hopefully Democrats will not be able to kill it in conference committee this time. The Sensenbrenner bill would accomplish what the King Amendment intended to do, which is protect the commodity producer's right to sell in all states. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On bacon and eggs, the Wall Street Journal reported that pigs are not as fat as they used to be, which was behind the short seasonal belly supply this year. I don't think that I agree with that at all. Consumers do not want greasy, slimy, fatty bacon. They like the crisp, lean stuff. Years ago, the market wanted 210 to 220-pound hogs. Today, they want 260 to 280-pound hogs, and many scale 300. These hogs are still lean, and their larger size makes for a bigger belly. Heritage breeds of hogs may be fatter than today's commercial hogs, but they are smaller, too, and therefore yield a smaller belly. I have been critical of the industry going too lean for my taste, which sometimes results in drier, tasteless pork. This was driven by export demand for that type of product. Asian consumers use pork as a condiment and do not want fat. I think that commercial quality, however, has been improving but needs more consistency. I have tried the Red Heritage pork and was not all that enamored by that quality either. The bottom line here is that the industry has increased the belly yield with heavier weights. I see this as a demand issue as demand exceeds supply, which is the good kind of problem to have. If this is a problem, it is not going to get fixed by producing fatty heritage breed hogs. The premise that the bacon supply has a problem because American hogs are not fat enough is false. Bacon may be more expensive, but at least eggs have gotten cheaper, holding down the cost of breakfast. The U.S. egg industry is well past bird flu now and has gone full circle from a shortage to a glut of eggs. Wholesale large grade A eggs were 98 cents a dozen in the Midwest, but of course they can pay a lot more for designer eggs if consumers wish. Free-range, cage-free, vegetarian, organic, or some combination of the above costs more. Prices have fallen to where producers are losing money even with cheap feed. Irma Berry says that the 48% decline in egg prices from 2 years ago is historic. Bacon prices may have gone up, but the eggs are getting cheaper. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.